Hello, and today not a creature was stirring. It was the slowest of hot, muggy days in the thicket. Mercury in the thermometer bulged and lodged in three-digit territory. Someone said he saw a dog chasing a rabbit, and both creatures were walking. The general store cash register had broken the silence only twice before two geezers wandered in, and they weren't there to buy anything. Their quest was to find a domino game. Realizing that commencing with just two players meant that the odds of winning were 50-50, so they resorted to one of their other oldest pastimes. One of them grabbed the syrup pitcher, carefully pouring a single droplet on the tattered oilcloth table covering. Then came all kinds of silly wagers, such as which fly would discover the sugary treat first, which would become stuck, and which would escape and return to flight. It's a made-up game closely paralleling the children's book, What to Do When There's Nothing to Do. Well, the unlikely pastime provides credible evidence that the maxim fits when life's shadows grow long. In at least two scriptures, we are said to be once an adult and twice a child. The old pair soon abandoned the fly game, since even the pesky flies thought it was too hot to aimlessly fly. They spoke words of that they abhor, but grudgingly tolerate. You won't hear "no problem" or "a right quick" cross their lips. No problem, they think, is a catch-all response that no longer means anything. And "right quick" is an expression for the younger crowd. The geezers gruffed about politics, cringing at the thought of broaching a subject that surely would darken their day. Almost simultaneously, they extracted their wallets. This meant there soon would be multiple pictures of grandchildren with verbal descriptions, often to the point of excess, for each photo. Sure enough, one of the old-timers unfurled a packet of photos, so many that they unleashed almost to the floor when they dropped that way. The other guy, without any grandchildren nor prospect of any, was reminded of childhood days when perfect attendance at Vacation Bible School warranted pin-on medals. Over the years, he had so many medals hanging from his chest that they, like the string of his buddy's photos, could easily have been tripped over. Before you show me pictures of your grandchildren, I want to show you one of my pride and joy, he said, knowing the joke to be so old that describing it merely as rancid would be complimentary. The old-timer produced a single photo showing his, quote, pride and joy, pride being a furniture polish and joy a dishwashing liquid. There was polite laughter, borderline gratuitous, before the grandchildless guy admitted that he had no grandchildren with faint prospect of ever having any. "But we do have grandcats," he bragged. Watching the vignette unfold, the general store owner said, "Men, I don't think I've shown you a picture of my new grandbaby." In unison, the two buddies said, "No, and we really appreciate it." Oh me! How often have we faked it, reaching for superlatives to thrill parents or grandparents, when we really want to say, "Yep, that's a baby for sure." The man who has only grandcats tells about a friend who has peddled science diet dog food for decades. He poses an unlikely question upon meeting new friends, asking them if they have dogs. If they do, he unerringly offers a sobering observation. "I hope you're feeding them science diet. If you don't, they'll die." Such reminds of the pet lover who provided a major distinction between dogs and cats. I thought of several, but remained silent, wanting to hear her out. "When you ask a dog to stay, it stays," she said. "When you ask a cat to stay, it purrs. I'll get back with you later." Hard to argue with that. Aren't we fortunate to be able to select the pets we like? Don Newberry, and until next time.